الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pen, and paper, pencil, and some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners, our new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's subject will cover some basic, sort of scratch the surface of hijab. That's H-I-J-A-B, hijab. You see this word a lot. Sometimes people will say, oh, she's a hijabi, I'm not hijabi. And so you have some define it as being a head covering of the woman, and that's a hijab. And a person who is not a hijabi, they don't have that head covering of the Muslim woman. But I'm going to give you a breakdown of what hijab means, and then you can see for yourself. I have the information for yourself as my students to take the study or the research of this topic to the next level. I'm just going to give you some basic information about it to the lower level of hijab. First of all, the root word of hijab is hajaba, which is H-A-J-A-B-A, hajaba. And that's the root word of hijab, which means to veil, cover, to screen, to shelter. It may have other different definitions. Also, seclusion, to hide, obscure, to outshine, overshadow, to vanish, become hidden, be concealed, to withdraw, and then a whole long list of other definitions of the word hijab. Basically, hijab means itself, or hijaba, hijaba. That's the root word itself. Now, hijab means, which is H-I-J-A-B, means cover, wrap, drape, or curtain. It can also be a woman's veil, a screen, partition, barrier. The term hijab denotes anything that intervenes between two things or conceals, shelter, or protects the one from another or from the other. It may be rendered, according to the context, as barrier. Also, it can be a partition, a screen, as I mentioned before, curtain, veil, all the things that I mentioned earlier. The word hijab also denotes anything that intervenes, as it also intervenes between a couple of things or some things, and also conceals one thing from another thing. And so those are just some of the basic definitions of hijab and also hijab. Now look at the word, different aspects of hijab. First week we're talking about here is an act of obedience. Hijab sometimes to be a state, not necessarily something that someone wears on their head. You go to different scholars, they'll say different things about this particular topic. Some scholars even say hijab is a person's covering, the woman's covering. So I just want to give you various aspects of this particular hijab or hijab. And the hijab is an act of obedience to Allah and to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah says, I want you to turn to chapter 33, verse 36. That chapter 33, verse 36. And in this particular chapter, it talks about, in verse, it talks about, it is not for a believer, men or women, when Allah and the Messenger had decreed a matter, that they should have an opinion or an option in their decision. And whoever disbelieves Allah and his Messenger has indeed strayed in a plain error. So once Allah says something is hijab, or you put the covering on, then we have no choice in the matter. You can't go opposite. That Allah says cover, you're going to say, I'm going to uncover. I don't care what Allah says. When Prophet ﷺ, he says cover, then you say, I'm going to uncover. I don't care what he says. This is not from Islam. It is not for the believing man or believing woman. When Allah, the Messenger, has decreed something, a matter that should have, they have no decision in it, no option of decision in this particular matter that they decided on. Also, in chapter 24, verse 31, again, chapter 24, verse 31, hopefully you'll be able to get to that that chapter in that verse real quickly. And Allah also says further, and tell the believing women to lower their gaze from looking at forbidden things and protect their private parts from illegal sexual acts, etc. And not to show off their ornaments except what most ordinarily appeared thereof, that they should draw their veils over their jubahina. And I'll get into that later on. Really, what that is that's really the covering of the body. Some say the covering of the chest. Some say it could be just covering, but leaving your hands and face, you could show them. And then some say you can, and some scholars say that you cover your body, but you cannot also show your face and your hands. And so some say you can show your face and hands, and some say you cannot show your face and hands. Also, an aspect of hijab is modesty. So what do I mean by that? Again, we're going to go to chapter 33, verse 54. Again, chapter 33, verse 54. Talking about hijab also has within it modesty. And that is, it said, O prophet, or O messenger, tell your wives and your daughters and the women of the believers to draw their cloaks, meaning their veils, over their bodies when outdoors. That is most convenient that they should be known and not molested. So here it is clear. When a woman, according to this particular ayah from Quran, when a woman leaves her house, that she should draw her veil, she should be covered, not leaving her house uncovered, or with nothing on her head, or not covering her body in a proper way. Muslim men also have to wear loose clothing and not form-fitting clothing, and clothing you can see through. And same thing for the women, for the Muslim women, of course. They can't be clothing that you can see through, can't be form-fitting, and of course, they can't be the clothing that men wear, and men can't wear the clothing of women. And so when a woman leaves her house, she has to be covered properly. She can't go out of her house without having something covering her, being veiled, and having something covering her head. There may be a lot of women probably not going to like what I'm saying, but I'm not here for you to like me. I'm not here for you to like what I'm saying. Well, I'm coming straight from Quran, and it's saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and not for my own opinion. I keep my opinion out of it. And if you want to know my opinion, my opinion is that of Quran and that of Hadith for the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, or the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. That is my opinion. So you don't like what I'm saying, I'm only saying what they said. So let me move on. So I already went from hijab, we talk about modesty, woman leaving the house in a modest fashion. And also when you're talking about hijab, you're talking about tahara, where you're talking about a purity. And what do I mean by that? again in the same chapter 33 verse 53, again chapter 33 verse 53, and it says, and when you ask them, the prophets' wives, for anything you want, ask them from behind a screen that is purer for your hearts in theirs. So when the people would talk to the prophets' wives, they should talk to them from behind a screen or a protection or a barrier between the two of them, and it helps to keep a purity of heart of the man or whoever's talking to her. The man is talking to the woman, to the prophet's wife and all his wives, and also it keeps her pure. And that's also a veil of purity between the two of them, so they don't see each other and look at each other. And so I want to move on from here. And also I want to mention that the hijab makes for the greater purity for the hearts of believing men and believing women, because it screens against the desires of the heart. Without the hijab, the heart may not desire. That is why the heart is more pure when the sight is blocked by hijab, and thus the prevention of fitna, meaning evil acts, are not manifest. The hijab cuts off the ill thoughts and the greed of a sick heart. And so that's another explanation of hijab, and how it protects and keeps a person pure, and keep their mind pure, and keep their hearts pure, and keep them from ill thoughts. And so that's another reason to have this hijab there. Let me move on. Also, hijab, you're talking about another aspect of it. I'm talking about various aspects, purity and also modesty. Another aspect is shield. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, Allah most high in high is heaven and Hayya bashful, and also he is a shielder. He loved Hayya, mean bashfulness, and also he loved shielding or covering. The Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, any woman who takes off her clothes in other than her husband's house to show off for unlawful purposes has broken Allah's shield upon her. And so I just want to mention this to my Muslim sisters and those of you who are thinking about becoming Muslim, is that you don't want to break off that shield between you and others. And it says here, any woman who takes off her clothes and other than her husband's house to show off for unlawful purposes has broken a large shield upon her. So this hijab or this veil, this covering, petition if you will, is like, it's a shield. Again, I mentioned it's a shield between an ill heart. A heart might say, because you see the woman, all of what she has to offer, you see that, and then you may desire it. And you may convince her to give herself to you, or you give yourself to her, whatever the case may be. Just be careful of it. That to understand the hijab is very important, and it is a form of modesty. It's a form of shield, or it's a form of tahara, of purity, and purity of heart. And so we see in this hadith I just read, it demonstrates that depending upon the kind of action I'm committed, there will be either reward of good or punishment if bad. I want to mention something else. Another aspect of hijab is iman, meaning belief or faith, or faith or belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory be to him, did not address his words about the hijab, except that believing women are mu'minat. In many cases in the Quran, Allah refers to the believing women. Aisha, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may peace and blessings be upon him, addressed some women from the tribe of Banu Tamim who came to visit her, and her clothes were light. She had light clothes on them. like clothes on the women. They were improperly, in other words, they were improperly dressed. If indeed you are believing women, she said to them, then truly this is not the dress of the believing woman or believing women. And if you are not believing women, then enjoy it. This is what she said to these women from this particular tribe of Benu Tamim. And they came to her and they had light clothes on. In other words, they weren't covered properly as believing women, as Muslim women. And then she sort of, I guess in a sense, sort of scolded them and reminded them, if indeed you are believing women, then truly this is not the dress of the believing women. If you are not believing women, then enjoy it. This is what she said. It's on you. Either you're going to obey Allah or you're not going to obey Allah. Believing women, they obey Allah. Disbelieving women, they don't obey Allah. Let me move on because I have a lot more to say. And that is, when you're talking about hijab, you talk about also bashfulness, haya. There are two authentic hadith which states, each religion has morality, and the morality of Islam is haya, meaning bashfulness. And bashfulness is from belief. And the belief is in al-jannah, meaning paradise. The hijab fits the nature of the natural bashfulness, which is part of the nature of women. And I had mentioned to you earlier about the Juyubahinna. So this is again, you have some scholars that say that they differ. Some say it's covering the body or the entire body, and the hands and the face are not covered. And some scholars say today, as I mentioned before, is that the hands and the face must be covered. And Allah knows best regarding that. But none of the scholars say that you take off your hijab or you take off your khimar, if that basically is what we define as the covering of the women's head, the khimar. It's like also sort of a curtain. Excuse me. It's like a curtain or a covering of the over the women. And when women don't, some women say, I'm not a hijabi. I don't wear the khimar. That's really what they're saying. And they're saying also, I don't wear the hijab. I don't wear this covering on my head. But Allah says to cover. Allah says to veil. He said to bring your cloak or your covering or your veil over your bosom. Don't leave your house not dressed properly. Aisha Ali Adha, she also said, look, women, if you're a believing woman, you're going to dress a certain way. But if you're not a believing woman, you're going to go ahead, do what you do. Go ahead, basically do you. So I guess I'm saying also to my Muslim women out there, the Muslim sisters who do not have the proper dress on their head, I know you are not going to like what I'm saying, and it's okay. It's okay. I'm just telling the truth, and I bear witness on the day of judgment that Allah asked me. I say, yeah, Allah, such and such a day, I told the women what you said, not what I said, what you said regarding covering up properly and obeying you properly. Don't worry about what society is saying, because it mentions a lot in the hadith about that we're gonna be like strangers. Islam is going to be a strange thing. Tuba to the strange ones. So it's going to be strange, but we hold on to it. It's Islam, and like we have hot coal in our hand, burning fire in our hand, we still hold grip onto it real tightly and don't let it go. No matter how many people around us are doing wrong, we do what is right. How many people around us do not like the way we dress? We dress to in obedience to Allah, to dress modestly. to dress to please Allah with bashfulness, having a loose clothing on, not see-through clothing on, not wearing clothing of the opposite sex. We're not supposed to do this kind of thing. Allah says, wear something on your head. You wear something on your head, no question asked. You don't have your hair flowing and trying to have the nice, beautiful look. I guess you call it beautiful. But women do not understand how beautiful they look when they put on the khimar, when they put on the veil and they're obedient to Allah. First, their beauty is that they obeyed Allah. That's very attractive. That's more attractive than any makeup or whatever kind of person can do to their face, to change their face up, a plastic surgery they can do to make them beautiful or what they think is beautiful. But that internal thing tells me what's going on with the internal, because I see it, what's going on inside you tells me because I see what's going on outside of you. If I inside of you, you have some confusion, you have some kind of sickness, is that you're afraid of other people, what they may think. It's going to show to the outside. But if you don't care what people think, you don't even care about what Allah thinks, or what Allah feels, what Allah commands you to do, what the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, tells you to do, then it's going to come and show on your outside. And so I'm just giving you the breakdown of what hijab means, hijab means. And now you also understand what it means when you're talking about hijab. I'm not getting on anyone because they don't have clothing on. That's up to them. That's up to them, and they got to deal with whatever they do before Allah. But I'm just giving you the proof where it says a woman should not leave the house of their husband. Or leave their house, period. Because some women may say, well, I'm not married, so I have to leave the house of my husband. Or I pay for the house. All right, then. You're still disobeying Allah. You're leaving your house not covered properly. You're leaving your house and not having a veil on, or having loose clothing on, or having clothes that are see-through, like Aisha said to the women of Beidu Tamim. She said, look, y'all clothes is too light. If you believe in women, you tighten it up. You won't wear those clothing that is too light. But if you're not believing women, okay, then you do what you're going to do. It was said by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, and he said that this particular thing. And it says, Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr, Enter the presence of Allah's Messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, while she was wearing a thin garment. So Allah's Messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, turned away from her and said that this might be rendered. He said, Asma, when a woman has reached the age of puberty, meaning her first menses and so forth, it is not right for any of her to be seen but this and this. And he pointed to his face and to his hands. This is what the Prophet Muhammad corrected when you reach puberty. I asked him, he's telling her, look, you reach puberty. And he turned away. He didn't want to see this. And she came with light clothing on. He didn't want to see this. But when you reach the age of puberty, and a lot of women that are hearing me, you reach the age of puberty. And you know what I'm talking about. And you may turn off listening to me, and that's your choice. That's your choice. But a day of judgment, Allah asked me a request for me to testify. I had no choice but to testify that I told them Allah. They heard my podcast a lot, and they heard what I had to say. And those of you who are interested in becoming Muslim, you be the right Muslim. Don't follow what others are doing. If they're following the Quran and Sunnah, then they're your best example. But they're not following the Quran and Sunnah, or the way of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the Quran, then you don't follow them. You don't listen to them. If they follow those two things, you follow and listen to them. But if not follow those two things, then it's very questionable about you follow them and listen to them. You never know, because you became Muslim recently, they may start doing looking at you and say, you know what? I need to do the same thing. I need to tighten up. You may remind them of what they're supposed to do. And because they've been a Muslim for so many years, that don't mean that they know everything about Islam. Are they doing things properly? If you have proof in Islam against what they're saying or for what they're saying, and then you go by that proof. You don't use the Quran to attack the person or hadith to attack the person. No, you want to be gentle. You want to be kind when you present what you can present to them so that they will be able to help them to get into Jannah with yourself. You want for your brother or your sister what you want for yourself. And not dress properly, then you want them to dress properly. And that's for men and women. I know I'm talking about hijab. Hijab, you're talking about also men, you're talking about hijab, being modest, also to have tahara, having purity, and be having bashfulness. Men, same thing. You have a certain level of hijab about you. You talk about different aspects of hijab and obedience to Allah. When Allah the Messenger had decreed something, men too have to obey it. This is mukmin and mukminat. Believe in men and believe in women have to obey what Allah says. And when Allah and His Messenger has decreed something, we have to follow it. We have to obey. No matter how many people are not, we have to do so. And so when I talk about hijab, I gave you all the definition. You listen to this particular podcast again, or episode again, no problem. I defined it from start to, not to finish, but finish what I'm talking about for right now in a particular episode, but you go on and study more about this topic of hijab, or hijabah. You can go ahead and do that and find out more about it. But the thing is, I just wanted you to understand what you're talking about hijab, what it means. And what it means, that meaning men should have a certain amount of modesty and purity and bashfulness. All these things also apply to men. So when you're talking about hijab, you're not just talking about the covering of the head. Because the men don't have to necessarily cover the head, but the women is supposed to cover the head, and the only thing it's supposed to show, as the Prophet Muhammad said to Asma, who was his sister-in-law, who was the sister of Aisha, who both were the daughters of Abu Bakr. He said, what? It is not right for any of her to be seen but this and this. And then he pointed to his face, and he pointed to his hands. This is the only thing that should be seen. Otherwise, everything else should be covered, and also not just covered properly. That doesn't mean you have this tight, skin-tight dress on, and you say, "Oh, I'm covered." No, not really, because I can see your shape of your body. I can see imprints of different aspects of your body. And I was saying earlier that sometimes women, they want their hair to show because they think they look beautiful, that kind of thing. But women need to understand that this, when they wear the khimar on their head, it really frames the face. It makes them very beautiful, very attractive. The what's going on inside of them comes from the outside. Even when you have around the world, excuse me, what you have is what is called Hijab Day. I think that'd be Khibar Day or Veil Day, when a lot of non-Muslim women will put on a Muslim veil. And then they become even more attractive when they put on the veil. And I'm not going around looking at women, "Oh, you look good, don't look good." No, that's not it. But some women, they don't put it on because maybe they feel it's not attractive. And that's not true. You are attractive when you obey Allah, when you are modest, when you are bashful, when you are shy, when you wear your khimar on properly, and you offer your veil on your head and it's over your body, covering your body properly. Yes, you are very, very attractive women, more so than any model that are out there that walks on the runway, any of them. you are extremely attracted to myself and to other men. So I just want to mention these things to you regarding hijab and give you a better understanding of what hijab is, definition of hijab, root word of hijab, and basically what the word means. I pray that this is very, very helpful to you and gives more clarity to the word. Please, if you want more information about Islam, go to Why Islam. Also, you go to International Online University and go to American Open University and get more information about Islam or the very topic of hijab. Yeah, I've been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.